Well, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hope you had a nice break and you're ready for our final session.
Well, I can't believe it's almost finished. It just seemed to be a flash. So in this portion, I kind of would like to talk to you about those imprints in the 12th, brought in through that 12th dimensional elemental kingdom. It was a template of sorts. And because we are simultaneously in the midst of a service project, as well as a teaching and an initiation process, I think it's important that we consciously bring those 12th dimensional elemental imprints down through our body into the earth and the inner earth communities. So that's what this portion is. Now that we have received all these massive openings and initiations, we're going to share it. And I think that's important to all of us to be able to share what we have received and what we have learned. But of course, you know, if we've been talking about earlier, it's not so much in talking about it or telling people about it. It's about actually being it. But this is a little different. We are going to draw those energetics into our body that stream from that quantum field into our bodies, into that electromagnetic field, that new electromagnetic field of our body. So if you will take a deep breath and get centered, and let's work this together. So let's draw those 12th dimensional elemental imprints from the quantum field where we sit in our light body and bring it into our physical body through our light body into the physical body. And we'll begin to draw those imprints down through our crown center into the brain and into the pineal, the medulla oblongata, most importantly, in through that third eye and the eye of Horus. Notice how easily they're slipping in down that center channel of the body into the throat chakra. So you say, you speak from your heart, you speak from your knowing in truth and integrity, and down into the Sacred Heart Center where those imprints are kept in the body. And into your heart, where you hold such a vast element of love for self and for others. And then down into your power center, your sacral center. It's filled with that golden light, Christed light, empowering you in your creations that imprint. Slide into that third chakra. And then down into your second chakra, where your emotions emanate into the body, into the expression of the body. That 12th dimensional template of elements. And into the root chakra. Now that 12th dimensional imprint of the elements are very important to these three chakras because they're how you operate in life, in a body, and how you experience life in a body. And we have done a lot of work creating unity and flow within those chakras. Now, let's create a fresh grounding cord into the earth. And stream those light 12th dimensional elements into the earth, sharing it with all humans, sharing it with the earth and all of the elements that are working now within the world, the earth, in a more fifth dimensional creation of earth. So with this imprint, the elements in this time-space sequence are uplifted into another dimensional reality. And as they receive this imprint, they will very gradually do their part to change the environment of earth in its rightful sequence. So now that we've shared it to the elementals in the earth, do one more thing. Very rarely do we have the occasion or the guidance to do this, but now we do take these imprints through our body and share them, not imprint them, but share them in the Christed matrix of the earth. Now we have one more place to share, and that is our dear friends in the inner earth communities. And this last piece, sharing it in the Christed matrix in the center of the earth, was very important. It was a very important thing that they have to draw from that matrix. And that's for these inner earth communities. So now let us gift it to the Telosians. With love, and gratitude for holding stably fifth dimension, for us to, they modeled it for a long time, and now as we are receiving and integrating, we can model back to them, not just fifth dimension, but sixth and seventh, and possibly eighth. So they need these imprints of the elementals, and we lovingly gift it to them now. Next, we gift it to the Lemurian community. And they are much appreciative. We lovingly give it to the Lemurians who still dwell on Earth, but within the inner earth. Now let us share with Andara community, represented by the Andara crystals, the Andara element that is within the fabric of Earth itself. And we lovingly gift it to them. They hold the Prima Matra within the earth. And finally, our dear luminary community that have been modeling to us all dimensional sequences, vibrating that deep within the earth until we could receive it for ourselves. And so it is through the reception of these 12th dimensional elemental imprints that we are, it's not that this community needs it, but we are showing them we are progressing and we're on our way. And we gift it to them so that if they, however they want to express it to help us further as we draw from that vast collective consciousness, that they will use this imprint to help us and help other parts of the inner earth community rise up and reawaken fully to our original state as divine light beings. In gratitude to all of these inner earth communities. We extend our love and appreciation in love to the communities of the elementals operating in various dimensional sequences. We extend our gratitude. And in love with Mother Earth, we extend our gratitude. So now, take a deep breath. Bring yourself back to this present moment. And let's continue.
Okay. So remaining in this state, in this frequency that you're now in, take another deep breath. And in your light body and your Merkaba light vehicle, let us return to the Hawaii Convergence Point for one last time in this conference. So remember, we're now traveling and operating in that quantum field. And once again, our crucible is already there, floating on the surface of the water, surrounded by the ring of fire. And as you look down, you see the dolphins are there and have formed a large circle on the outside of the ring of fire. So let's enter the water. Take a few deep breaths and swim down to about 10 feet above the white sandy bottom. Have no concern about breathing because you are in your light body. Now feel yourself floating in this liquid crystalline water, which is filled with light codes. And once we have swam down, you see hovering right above the surface, a couple feet above the surface of the ocean floor, directly underneath the dolphins, is a huge ring of whales. Before we arrived, the dolphins had been using their sonar with their whistles and their clicks. And the whales were singing an ancient song, which is not something they ordinarily do. Now all is silent. It is so quiet under here, so peaceful. When you're in their space, nothing else exists. You get to be one with the element of water. as you remain suspended underwater. Observe now as the dolphins and the whales in unison begin to swim around the circle. Their motion creates a vortex of energy around us. But you feel the movement of the water just as a very gentle swirl. And as they continue to swim in that circle, the whales begin to exhale. And as they exhale, they're blowing bubbles. They're actually beginning to create a wall of bubbles all the way around us. This is something amazing to watch. Inside this bubble wall, we are undetectable. And it creates the effect of a chamber. Once that bubble wall is complete, the dolphins and the whales both stop. Remain very still now and listen. It begins as a faint, intermittent, distant hum. Lean into the sound. When the sound pauses, open your sacred heart and with the full expression of your light body that you now possess, allow your personal harmonic tone that you retrieved yesterday to reply to the hum. Stop transmitting now and wait for a response. Now that the response has been received, emit your harmonic tone again. We are creating a resonance between our individual tones and the one emitting from deep beneath the ocean floor. So continue to transmit. Pause and wait to receive. Do this for several more times so we can complete the circuit. With the circuit complete and functioning, the sound now remains constant. So begin to draw that tone into your sacred heart. As you are doing this, the hum changes slowly into a beautiful, very soft, almost angelic-like tone. Enjoy floating in this rarefied, refined frequency for another moment or so. So please thank these beautiful Sirian beings, the whales and the dolphins, for assisting us once again. The Kohala and the Naya. As much as we would like to stay here with them longer, it is time to return to the surface. And gather in our crucible. And when all have gathered, we will talk about what just occurred. Take a deep breath. Be aware of yourself in our crucible. And we're still floating in these energies at the convergence point. Now, very, very, very long time ago, the ancient Lemurians, before they departed what was then known as the Earth Realm, left for us an amazing gift. This gift has long been forgotten in the annals of time and had been erased from the memory of humans since the fall. What they left for us is a beautiful aquamarine grand crystal. What you just did began an activation of this amazing crystal. This crystal is known as the crystal of tranquility and beauty. So sit in this beauty and the frequencies of tranquility for a few moments. So let us say goodbye to Hawaii now for this year. And to all the grand beings that hold this place safe and keep it pristine and sacred. So we will return together in our crucible back to our own sacred spaces. So take a breath. Be present in your sacred space.
Take a deep breath and be very present in this moment, very present in your body and in your sacred space. Now, I'd like to talk to you about the green and the blue crystal, these massive crystals that are in the etheric, although they do have shards that remain deep within the earth in Arkansas, within a place underneath a lake known as Lake Washita, is where those shards rest of the green crystal. That crystal is a crystal of love. It holds all of the information of the element of love, how it is applied, how it is used within the body, and it resonates a most beautiful field of energy within that lake and around the lake. Interesting. The state of Arkansas has passed a mandate that no homes or resorts can be built on that lake. They have to be a certain distance away. And there are a lot of homes built up on ridges that have easy access to the lake itself. So it's able to maintain that beautiful harmonic transmission. I find that very, very wonderful that it's protected as it needs to be. And then we have that blue crystal of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge that we have been working on and off with in our conferences. Last year, we set a specific magnetic field within that ridge to help bring that blue crystal of wisdom and knowledge online. And we were told not to disturb it, to leave it, that it would take a full year for the earth to integrate it. Well, that magnetics now, in view of this last light template recovery, has changed. That the magnetics that were set in play last year are now amplified fully between that sixth and seventh dimensional iterations of light templates, where there is a perfect equilibrium that now emanates within the earth of those, that electromagnetic field in perfect unity and equilibrium. This is a big deal for further use of that crystal. Everything that is held in that crystal that the Andromedans have so carefully protected and held for so, so long. And the same with that green crystal. Now, I've known for a little while that those two crystals operate together. That full operation of the blue crystal cannot happen until the green crystal is activated and starts communicating with the blue crystal, so that there are streams of communication going to and from those two massive crystals. You cannot access wisdom and knowledge of all that ever was without the element of love. So we've taken great care in receiving these teachings about the element of love in our bodies and integrating and how we use it in our daily life, in our creations, that element must be present in every manifestation. And so as we use it and take it in our body, we share it with the earth, we share it with the elementals, and now we're sharing it somehow that transmits into those massive crystals. And because of the change in the electromagnetic field of our bodies and the earth, those two crystals are starting to stir, starting to be available in some way. The communication still is not there totally yet. That's still integrating. But this last piece with the Lemurian beautiful green crystal.
Aquamarine,
I'm sorry. It changes the whole scenario because it brings another part of that communication that has to be present, and that is beauty and tranquility in mind, body, spirit. And so with that coming online and being activated through our communion with it just now, that brings that element. So it begins to transmit to these other two crystals and helps in that integration for them to be made usable at some point. So we felt you really needed to have that information, and you have something more to say about that?
Yeah. Well, so the communication channels have begun between you three, and I see them kind of like a triangle in far as the geometric form of them go. But this crystal, this beautiful crystal, tranquility and beauty, this activation was not just a gift for us. It is also a gift, our gift as a collective, to all of humanity and to the entire earth. So I think we've done job well done, everyone. And that crystal is, it brings a lot of joy and peace to my heart, just knowing that it has once again returned. And the whales just dropped a little message in my head and said they are now singing ancient songs to that crystal. So.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
How beautiful. Yes, it's, and I think it takes, you know, this tranquility and beauty and appreciation of that in your life to create the joy and the ecstasy that we've been seeking forever. And then it flows in through that green crystal, and the green crystal can come online and start emitting that beautiful element of love. And then there's communication. And so we're starting to restore some of that wisdom and knowledge that we're drawing from our soul spirit now. It won't be long before all this gets put into play and is activated. So we will be going back to the ridge at some point. When that'll be, we don't know at this point. But it's neither here nor there. We'll get there. So
we're still affecting it.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially from that quantum field now. Boy, that was a big one.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, our plans for the rest of this session, before we close, is to play a short video.
Play the Alleluia.
The Alleluia. Yeah. We both thought that was very appropriate for this part of our session together. And then after that, we will join together and we will open it up for anyone in our community. And we thought the best way to approach that was to follow that list, that alphabetical list, and then just voice what you want to voice, whether I'm in gratitude or whatever, just a very few words, so that everyone has a chance to speak. And then we will join together as a crucible and close our meeting.
All right, so we'll take a moment and listen to this beautiful music and video. And just let all the energies we received over these last 3 days just flow in, you know, on with those sound codes that are coming in. Beautiful. Every time.
Every time. Truly. Hallelujah. And we can all be in such gratitude right now. So, in closing, we would just like to hear from everybody. And if you have that list that we sent you, we will use that, and just whatever you would like to say, just a few words so that everyone has a chance to voice, and then we will gather and close.
So you begin.
Okay, I'll begin. I am in deep gratitude for the opportunities that have been set before us and the honor of being a voice for this community to hear clearly our teachers of light.
I am in such gratitude to all of you. My heart is full. Thank you. Thank you.
Sitting here with a big smile in my face, and I'm just unable to express all I'm feeling here, but I have big gratitude for all of you. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you all of you for being here, that I'm able to see you. Thank you.
This is Amelia. I don't think that I have adequate words, but I want to thank Joan and Elena and all of you. This has been such an exquisitely beautiful experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I just want to say that I'm grateful for Joan and Elena for helping put this on, and I am just really grateful to everyone and very pleased to be a part of this really wonderful group.
I'm beyond words right now. I'm just so filled to overflowing with love and gratitude. Thank you all, especially Joan and Melina. Thank you.
I thank you for your guidance and wonderful meditations. And I am happy to be here with every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have enjoyed every moment of this conference. And I appreciate Joan and Melina, as well as everyone in this group. I feel that it flew with the smoothness and precision. Thank you.
I want to thank the whole Crucible for being with us here. It made such a difference. And to now know that we really have a responsibility with these new crystals that we're helping to really come online. More than ever, we are at a time where we have to have wisdom and knowledge with the element of love and to really get our communication lines so that we have peace and tranquility in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody, Joan and Melina and Jojette and everybody who's been in the background, making this all possible for us. I think this is the first conference where I feel like I've only captured a piece, a little tiny fragment of the tip of the iceberg. All the other times I felt pretty complete at the end of it, and I felt like I had gotten it. But this time I know I've only just captured a little tiny fragment, and I'm very much looking forward to diving into that iceberg. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Great gratitude to everybody, and so many thanks, and sending huge loves and hugs. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I am so full of gratitude for the assurance that we actually are going to have a world of peace, tranquility, love, beauty, as a result of our combined efforts and the combined efforts of the beings of love and light who have supported us patiently for so long. Thank you.
Thank you for all that everyone has done to provide this conference, and for all the beings of light who have assisted us in our steps towards becoming who we truly are. Thank you.
This is Charlotte. I want to thank everyone in the Crucible with all the love and gratitude of everybody's peace that everybody has brought us, and the adventure and enjoyment of each of us in our adventure of now living from all that you are. Blessings.
Charmaine here.
Okay, go ahead, Cliff. If Charmaine, if you can get on later, you can jump in if you're here. But go ahead, Cliff, you're next.
Okay, I'm in joy and gratitude, deep gratitude for what you two have put together for us this year. And I really look forward to hugging everybody again next year.
Yeah, that was a good thing about our ending in a personal way. We could hug each other. Well, here's an etheric hug.
That's right. Virtual hug.
Virtual hug.
This is Colleen. I just want to thank you guys so much for all that you've put into this for us, and thank all of the other beings that were with us through this whole weekend. And especially thank our new friends that were introduced to us this weekend. It was beautiful. And I don't have any more words.
Thank you.
To Cynthia, and our language doesn't contain the words to be able to express my gratitude and my love for each of you, and Joan and Milena, you have just again done such a fantastic job. Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Kimberly, because you put a lot of work in this also.
Sure.
Thank you, everyone, to our crystal, to our crucible. I'm sorry, that's what I said, words.
Thank you.
This is Debbie, and I'm just in awe of everything we've done here in the last 5 years, actually, but this weekend for sure. And I love you all, and thank you, Joan and Milena. for everything you've done.
Well,
and to the whole Crucible. Love you.
Love you too.
As said before, there are no words for what we have experienced this weekend. And Joan and John and Milena, Kimberly and Jojette, the coherency that you guys have together just makes these experiences so much more powerful for us. And I am honored to be one of the people who holds sacred space so that you may bring in these vital energetics and information. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Donnie.
Thank you for such a wonderful learning experience. It was amazing. Blessings.
Blessings.
This is Ginger, and my heart is bursting with joy. I love you all.
Thank you.
If I knew that the grand adventure had been so grand with all of the people that were here and all of the seen and unseen, I wish we could have started a whole lot earlier. This is going to be amazing. And thank everybody that is here, all 61, and the people in the background for providing such a group to go where we're going to go with it. And I love you all, and blessings to those that are hanging around watching us.
Cheering us on.
Hello, this is Helen.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Helen.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be with you. And it's the first time I experienced this, actually, because I haven't been able to travel to Arkansas earlier. So this is the first time since it's on Zoom. I live in Norway, so that's why. I'm very happy to have experienced this. That's meant a lot to me. And I really feel that I'm much more a part of the Crucible now than I've ever before. And I'm very, very grateful for what I've experienced now. Thank you ever so much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you again for such a wonderful event this year. I didn't know how this was going to come off, not being live. I miss all of you in the physical, but just seeing everybody's faces has been amazing. The energetics have just been off the chart this year. No more words. Thank you.
This is Jan. Thank you, everyone. I feel really connected this year. Didn't know, but feels really good. So much gratitude and appreciation to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love and blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for creating love and harmonic beauty. Asbaha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Janet, are you there?
She's traveling. She's not here.
Okay. All right.
You guys, thank you so much. Words, they don't even begin. Blessings. Love you all. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Joan, Milena. Everybody for showing up. Welcome, Helen. And it's so good to see everybody. And I miss the hugs. The amount of crystals that are activating that I've got here from all the years of digging. They're just jumping up and down, wanting to be shared and seen. So if somebody doesn't have some from Arkansas, let me know. I would be happy to ship you some. Love you all, family. You're my world.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I feel complete with all of you today.
We're so glad you were here with us.
Zoom's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty snifty, isn't it?
Hi. Hi. Thank you, everybody. I am forever grateful to everyone here on this planet and beyond in the realms of light. And words are never enough to really tell what I feel in my heart. I love all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I also am speechless and so deeply moved. The one thing that I will say is I was, so I'm aware that the depth to which we've all had to go in this year through the isolation and through all the uncertainty, I think has also brought us to a place of being able to receive the completion of these energetics. That we are masters, and we are holding a very, very powerful energy for our planet right now that just became so clear to me. And no mistake, I have, the only Andara I own is an aquamarine Andara. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. And it was the only one that wanted to be with me in that last session. So it was so precious. And that last session, all I could do was weep to be with the dolphins and the whales. Thank you, both of you, and all of the beings who have come in, all the new and the ones that have been with us. And especially thanks to Joe, because I know how hard it was to pull this off sometimes. And Kimberly, I've been behind the scenes. So thank you so much. And I love all of you and can't wait till we can have a big group hug in person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I don't know, can you hear me?
Yes, Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As Yeshua shared with each one of us, you're all a blessing. And this is magnificent what we've all been able to accomplish today. Thank you, Joe, Melina, John, Joe, and Kimberly, and everyone in this consortium here on the planet and otherwise. I love you all so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Katie. Kathleen, thank you for mentioning Hirandara. It reminded me that here in my altar is an aquamarine, very special Andara I was gifted with, not for me, but for this group. So here it is, joining you in person. I am totally filled with love, awe, and gratitude. And I want to give thanks to all of us in human bodies. And especially, of course, Joan and John, Milena, Kimberly, and Joe. And all of our non-physical friends on all these dimensions and sequences that we're starting to go visit. Also, for our family in Europe, Mont Blanc is part of the energetics that we just activated. And Mont Blanc is just blaring in the most gentle, loving way, but blaring over Europe this love and these frequencies. Thank you.
Thank you. I see Mont Blanc from my house.
Oh, awesome.
And I think of that all the time. It's overseeing us. So thank you.
Yeah, it is ringing like a bell right now with these energies. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for everything. Everything was presented in this conference. I'm just speechless. It's my heart is full. Gosh, I really don't know what to say. Just all the information and the energetics came through this weekend was just. Oh, just amazing. I just want to say thank you, and it was so good to see you all. Yes, much love to you all. Thank you.
Much love to you.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi.
I normally have no problems talking and finding words. And I definitely am feeling like I don't have a lot to say, that I'm so enjoying being in the energies. I feel like all I did this weekend was receive, and I feel quite overwhelmed with so much receiving. So many people giving of themselves, of their time, of their energy on the planet, off the planet. So a special thank you to Joan and John, and Milena and Kimberly and Joe and everyone else who helped put this together. And I'm so grateful for that everybody showed up. It was an experiment, and it was very, very worthwhile. And I'm grateful that I get to go sit in those energies some more. So thank you. Much love to you all.
Much love to you. Christiana, are you there?
Christiana has trouble with her mic, but I will just express for her what I know she's feeling, her total love and gratitude for what we have all just received and her love for this family and our physical and non-physical.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Christiana.
Hi, this is Leanne, and I'm so filled with the gratitude for each and every one of our crucible, for Joe and Milena and Joan and John and Kimberly and Katie and Peggy for all everything you guys do to support us. It's so appreciated. And I love you all.
Thank you, Leanne.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi.
I am, as usual, blown away by what went on. I'm surprisingly acceptable of Zoom. and wow, it's beyond comprehension, the levels that we've taken our energetics and the levels that we are taking it. And I'm very surprised to find out that it's easier for me to flow at 130% of the speed of light than it is for me to flow at 100% of the speed of the light. Which, that's really odd.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. It's like way easier. Wow. I want to say thank you to everyone the whole entire group, because I know that we are a total collective and that we all have our pieces and our parts, and some parts are extremely important to get started with, like you guys. But that each and every one of us is so integral to this whole experience. And where we're going to be taking this in the future is beyond. And I just wanted to say that my heart is filled with tranquility and beauty right now. And I'm headed to Lake Washita to share it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lindy.
Hi.
I'm just so full of gratitude. I have to say, I cannot believe, I think we went so far beyond that it's just amazing to me. And I so feel the difference already in what we have done. I appreciate all of you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So enjoyed being with all of you virtually. I think this worked out. My heart is so full. I love you all so much. I really appreciate everything that has been done to bring us together this weekend. It's been an amazing journey, and I look forward to continuing with all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria, are you there?
Yeah, the second Maria is here.
Okay.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
I am so deeply, deeply grateful, really. I feel so much connected with everybody in form in our crucible, and also deeply connected to all the beings of light. And it's expanding and expanding and expanding. I couldn't imagine before what is going to happen. And it's beyond any expectation. I'm really very, very grateful to both of you and everybody here and there. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I say a big thank you to everybody? It's my turn. That's Maria from Toronto. This is the second Maria. I'm speechless. I'm filled of joy and gratitude to everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi.
I just want to say I feel just overwhelming gratitude at this point for everything that's gone on this weekend, particularly for you, Joan, and for you, Melena. You have worked so hard to make this a success. And then, of course, all of our non-physical friends and all the others around this crucible that have been involved. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I now understand that this is one of the reasons I laid down my body in Andromeda and decided to come to Earth. This is a large portion of what I foresaw. So thank you. It's been my great pleasure to be here. I feel great beauty and tranquility at this moment.
Thank you.
Perfect. Blessings to all.
Blessing.
Mark,
Hi, Marta.
Speaking of color, I have had this blouse maybe for 2 years. I put it on for the very first time. I love that. Yes. It is so beautiful to me every single time we get together so powerfully. At this moment, I feel us in Atlantis. I feel us 2,000 years ago. I feel us now. And what an honor to be again with everyone and all of you. It is amazing to me to observe, feel, and participate in everything that we do with every breath we take. It is sometimes overwhelming to me, and it affects my speech. That is why I choose to be in the back. But nevertheless, I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. I thank you, everyone, and all of you. You all are in my heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi. It's been so lovely to be with all of you. I am in deep gratitude to everyone in the Crucible and the wonderful we're noticing the first night. After our class, it didn't matter what room I walked into. It's like nothing will ever be the same. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you are right. Nothing will ever be the same.
I'll just go ahead and add my mom's love, light, and gratitude to all of you. My father was hospitalized over the weekend and just got home yesterday. So she's doing the recordings and she's about a day behind us. She didn't get to catch the second day's last night because it hadn't been posted. So she's going to enjoy it today. And I just want to pass her gratitude on. So
we'll give her our best and our love.
So well, thank you.
I hope your father's doing well.
Thank you.
Mary Beth, are you there?
Yes, this is Mary Beth.
Hi.
My cup overfloweth. Thank you all for bringing this forth. My heart is so full of joy and deep appreciation for everyone in the Crucible. Good job, everyone. Many blessings.
Blessings. Blessings.
Hi. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
And like everyone has said, with their hearts overflowing, mine is overflowing and bursting out there in the quantum. I am so grateful for Melena and Joan. John, I know you're in the background there. Kimberly, Joja, for putting this together. And I am in deep, deep gratitude for our divine friends and teachers that have brought us here. I thank the Crucible, each one of you, that we all put our hands up and said,
I'll go.
Will come.
Yeah.
And I just want to say one thing really quick. On Friday or on Thursday, I told my Pilates group, my online Pilates group, I won't be here Friday. I'm going to be at a conference. And like we've talked about before, they said, oh, what kind of conference? And I said, you know, I have to kind of take in a deep breath and go through the menu of what I might say. And I said, well, it's a world peace meditation group. And others said, well, good luck with that. Where do we even begin with that? And I said, we all begin one heart at a time.
Good for you. Good for you.
Here's my virtual hug.
Back to you.
And to Andy.
Trisha, I think we have you listed as Patricia, but Trish, if you're there, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, thanks, Joan. I am here. I just want to say that this whole experience has been really rich for me. And I feel very connected to you all in a way I haven't in a while. And I'm thankful and very, very grateful. My heart is bursting with fullness of love for all of this experience, and especially for you, Joan, and Melena, and John, I know you're there, and Kimberly, and especially Joe, thank you for letting me in at the meeting so I could be on my phone and be outside with the elementals where the water met the woods. And the breeze was blowing and the sun was shining for every single meeting. And that was very special for me.
Wonderful.
I just love you all. And I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trish.
Hi.
Hi, Peggy.
It's Peggy. I'm here as Peggy Ann. My soul name. I feel, I don't think my video is coming through.
Oh, we saw it.
Yeah, it is.
We saw you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, good. This is the first year that I've been able to attend the conference because I can't travel. And I just want to say how much I love you all. It's been such a humbling experience to be with so many masters and so much light. I'm in the state of, I don't know how I can be all these things at once, but ecstasy, serenity, gratitude. I so appreciate all the work that, Joan and Melena have done and John being here to ground us. And I also so appreciate Joe and Kimberly. I think Joe has made a great sacrifice for our group because he's had to kind of stay on earth while this is going on. And Kimberly, you bring a whole level of beauty to visual and audio beauty, and I so appreciate your gifts. The energies they're knocking me out, but it's not in a bad way. So I'm just so blessed to be here with you all. Thank you.
Thank you. We're so glad you could be here.
Hi, everybody. It's Randall. Really, it's been wonderful. So much gratitude for the whole crucible. Again, thank you, Joan and John and Melena, Joe and Katie, for all your scribing, which we really appreciate, and Kimberly. It's fabulous. We appreciate what you do. And I don't know, this was amazing. Like Marta, I felt like I was back. Excuse me. Like in our little Essene conclave 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
That was very, very special. I thought that Joshua came to create us. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and I just felt so close to all of you and on this journey. And congratulations, everybody. Look what we accomplished. We couldn't before. So that was great. And a special thanks to Yeshua and Mary Magdalene and Metatron and the Creator. Thank you, God. It was a beautiful visit. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi,
this is my This is my first conference. I haven't been able to attend the other conferences, but I just want to say that it's been wonderful, and that in receiving all the energies, it was just phenomenal. And I just want to thank everyone for everything that they've done. It's been a great conference, and I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone in the return of our new golden age of unity and love someday, and we'll all be together as one again as in the golden age. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Becky.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. I just want to say I'm so honored and thrilled and pleased and in joy and gratitude to be with this group and just feel the connections and their ancient connections and to be with not only with our human group, but our crucible group and all of the ancient ones and the beings of light and our teachers who have so lovingly brought us together and kept us together. So, and thank you, Joan and Milena and Kimberly and Joe and John. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sandy, and I just want to thank you, Joan and Milena, the journeying to the 12th dimension was immense, and thank you for the memories of that time and being and bringing that integration to all of us now. That was spectacular. So thank you very much. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, John. Your presence is always brings smiles to my face all the time and joy and love to my heart. And I want to thank everyone in the Crucible, all of you just made this weekend so special. And it's so beautiful to be able to see every face.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
And so I just... I am so grateful for every single one of you. Your energies are just lit up the weekend. And thank you for all the non-physical beings and all the beings of love and light. And you have all your support and your guidance. I can really feel it, and it makes a big difference. And especially thank you, Yeshua, and thank you, Magdalena, I love you dearly. Thank you for the messages that you have brought forth and all the teachings throughout the ages and staying with us these last 2,000 years to bring us back together. I can really feel that in our Essene community. Thank you all. Blessings.
Blessings. Blessings, Andy.
This is Rajni.
Hi.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Milena, Joe, Kimberly, Peggy, Katie, all the years, everything she's been working on, and Jana, for all the work that you guys have done in the past and continue to do presently. I would like to say I've been so delighted. The whole conference was delightful. Get the pun? That we could meet again and just have a great time together with energy and such delight in being together with you guys on Zoom, which whoever created it did a great job. And also, it's been such a delight being in this family and also just being in the crucible and spending time, these 3 days together has been so filling, and love, much love to everybody and many blessings to all, and should see you in the quantum field. QF. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Sharka. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sharka. Yes, we can hear you.
I don't know how to pop up this picture, but I'm here and I'm very grateful. My heart is filled up with love. I'm very grateful to Malena, Joanne, Tone, I'm sorry, Tone, John, Kimberly. I love the pictures, Kimberly, you created. And Joe, for personal help with Zoom, and our teachers of light. I'm very grateful for being here and being with these wonderful, resilient beings in our crucible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, family of light. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Good to see
you. So good to see you. And I've got so much gratitude and so much thanks to the both of you for all your preparation for presenting such amazing opportunities for high energy. I know John is holding that space. Kimberly's done a great job. And I agree with Peggy. Joe has made a sacrifice for us to set. His intellect had to be in the forefront of all of this, and he did that for us. So much gratitude for that. And I just want to say I love this format. It allowed me to be here and do this work in my favorite spot in my bed, supine, with my spotted dogs.
Baby.
Holding the energy for me. So love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Soile. I feel I'm full of love and light. And I feel a lot of gratitude that I found my way to this family, that I'm part of our crucible. And I just want to share with you all my light and all my love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Soile.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Susie. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm just deeply so in such truly grace and gratitude, appreciation for all that's been presented. For Joan, John, Malena, Joe, Katie, Kimberly. Everyone that's put this together has just been incredible. My heart is just bursting open with everything that's been presented. All of our family of light here, I love every one of you. I love you so deeply. And the beings of light, the inner earth beings. I love that we got to share and gift to the inner earth beings and the elementals. It's so huge. I just can't imagine how big it is. It just feels like it's just enormous. And I'm so truly grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Valley.
Hi, Valley.
I want to say how grateful I am to be here and have experienced this weekend. I think I kept up. and so blessed to be in this group. It's just been a wonderful journey. Thank you all, our guides and teachers, both here and above, especially the Yeshua. Well, this weekend, I sequestered in hotel room because my home is filled with boxes packed and unpacked. And I just wanted to concentrate on this and this alone. And I was able to do it and joyfully. So I'm grateful for that. And I think finally the question I had when I was a little girl, is this all there is, has been answered.
Oh.
So thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is Vera.
Yes, Vera.
Immense gratitude for all participants of our crucibles and for the amazing and profound time together. Of course, special thanks for Joanne, Melanie, you know, Kimberly, John, another John, and Katie and Peggy. I loved you all before. I love you now, and I always love you. It is overwhelmed. I actually was touched and fully support every word that was shared today with everyone. And it's all kind of unite us. Yes, it is a family. It is a lot of emotions. It is a lot of sincerity. And, oh gosh, I'm overwhelmed and also like speechless. It's impossible to express everything in the words. All just I want to say, like I said before, I will always love you. And lots of light, lots of blessing, and support from the invisible being for on our pathway. And I do believe that, you know, heaven and earth already started to show up. And that's because of you guys. Love you so much. And wish you all the best in every field of your lives. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Vera. Now, with that, here's a great etheric hug.
We hear from Joe. Can we hear from Kimberly? We missed them at the beginning.
We did. I'm sorry. Joe? Where'd he go?
Yeah, here I am.
There you are. He's got that big, magnificent heart behind him, you know.
Wow, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah, there is so much to say. First of all, everyone's thanking me for my hard work, but when it comes to technology, I'm playing. So I just played hard. I didn't work hard. It was an honor to be a part of making this happen, and I just love to have an extra gift that I can bring to our crucible to make all of this possible. But really, the heavy lifting was done in Arkansas, and Kim has left her post. I can see, but she was in the technical hot seat because that's where the control room was this year. And she was the one that had to make everything work. And when something didn't work, she's the one that had to scramble to fix it on the fly. And she did magnificent. So give Kim a great big hand, standing ovation. And that graphic, too, I didn't realize when they first told me about it that she had created it. But that was just awesome. And the diamond where the crucible was all giving us a standing ovation. And that was just beautiful. And Joan and Milena have worked for weeks on this. I don't know if y'all know how hard and how long that they work on putting this thing together, but y'all did magnificent. This was just the best conference yet. And Johnny Walker's in the background somewhere, and this is not possible without him either. and the legend, the infamous Johnny Walker. I hope he can come in and say hello too. The energy, honestly, this is a more powerful energetic format than being in person for me somehow. Even though I missed the hugs, I missed all of you. I got walloped, and especially this last session, and for whatever reason, I just got hit with a tidal wave. I was just overwhelmed with energy. But, I'm just filled with gratitude for all of you. I'm grateful, so grateful, like Soyla said, to be a part of this. How did I get to be a part of this? But boy, I sure am grateful to be. Thank you all. Yeah.
And we thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Okay, Kimberly, you're up. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, there you are. Gotcha.
Gratitude to everyone. My heart is full. Y'all are awesome. And I am so thankful for everyone. Joe, you rock. he is amazing. Jana, Peggy,
Katie.
Oh my God, Katie. And everyone who, helped, Mom and Malena, y'all rocked it out of the world. Thank you. Y'all are amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly, for everything. And your graphics are just fantastic. Yeah. We certainly couldn't have pulled this off without you and Joe. So we love you both. We love all of you.
I love you
very much. Well, with that, dear ones, we have to close our day in this crucible for now. And until we meet again, blessings to all of you. And thank you for all of your participation. It took us all to receive and transmit these energies. So blessings. Blessings, everyone. We'll see you on the community call.
Blessings.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Cliff.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Blessings, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Blessings.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
Blessings.
Bye. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Mm-hmm.